This goes to Scott Kastning, Kastning, PAC. Fax 989-842-1110. Regarding Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Moore, M-O-O-R-E, date of birth 1/23 of 1962. Dear Mr. Kastening, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Moore with hypomagnesemia, thrombocytopenia, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was August 8th of 2023. She has lost 22 pounds over the last 9 months, and she's very grateful that she's been able to do so. She suffers from chronic back pain, and she sees Dr. Spencer. He's trying to get an MRI done, but she does have an internal defibrillator, and they're waiting to get the proper clearance to see whether MRI can be done safely with that device that she has implanted. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She reports that actually her magnesium has been too expensive to afford, so she's going to look into some lower-cost options like possibly Sam's Club to see if she can get some magnesium at a reasonable cost, since she does have to pay out of pocket for that over-the-counter medication. No chest pain, palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And she does wear a back brace for her chronic back pain. Occasionally, she does have urinary incontinence. And no changes in, no current edema of the lower extremities. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Losartan, 50 milligrams daily. Bisoprolol is 7.5 milligrams twice a day. She's also on a Noro-Alypto inhaler, Alypta inhalers. Trulicity was changed to Ozempic, 2 milligrams once a week. And she is on Lasix, 20 milligrams daily. Also, Jardiance is 10 milligrams once a day. Other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 228 pounds. Pulse is 89. Blood pressure is 112 over 66. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, and she does have a brace on, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 30th of 2024. I don't have an updated magnesium, so we're going to have her get magnesium level in July again when she does the next labs. Creatinine was 0.83, phosphorus 3.8, calcium is 9.2, albumin 4, electrolytes are normal, hemoglobin is 12.8, white count is normal, but she continues to have low platelets at 89,000. Previous level was 97,000. Assessment and plan, one, hypomagnesemia, and the patient has stopped her magnesium, so we have asked her to resume that as soon as she can find a less expensive brand that she can use, and she will be checking into that soon. Two, thrombocytopenia. It would be worthwhile to have a hematology consult if she's not already had that done for further evaluation of the ongoing thrombocytopenia. Three, hypertension is well controlled. And four, diabetic nephropathy with ongoing weight loss. And we will do lab studies every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.